as you go through life, as conditions change, sometimes it may create condition to test you. Then all of a sudden, the sankhara like you experienced before last time, suddenly come back. So all this, you must not have expectation. Because the danger of cultivator is when you go into this, you think you have progressed. You think the sankhara now, last time when you are aware of the chattering and all things, because that time, the true mind hasn't really shine for, or your daily mindfulness hasn't stabilized. Then your yoniso manasikara hasn't stabilized. But as you continue to have faith and cultivate like what you have gone through, then at certain phase, certain stage, it will show it to you. Once your yoniso manasikara is very stable, your awareness is stable, then all this chattering, they will slowly, slowly like become very quiet, like no more there. But these are conditions that will arise. It doesn't mean that forever you will be like that. Unless your mundane mind collapse already, that is different. Otherwise, this condition will keep on evolving, moving. So don't be trapped by the conditioning that believe, oh, now I have gone through this cultivation. I have progressed. Now my sankhara is less ready. Then after a few months or maybe a few days, suddenly the mind becomes back to normal, very wild. Then you panic. Then you doubt. Then you start to analyze again. Then you start to inquire again. Because it's not about how your mind state should be. It's about how you develop the understanding. When that thing has gone back to like maybe the earlier condition where you start to see the chattering and all that, sometimes it's a test. It's to test you, to find out whether you are disturbed or not. That you go and analyze and you go and develop the what they call reasoning. Then try to fix that. That is where people go wrong. Don't do that. Because just let it be. Laugh it out. Whatever will be, will be. That is the reality. Condition like that, things will like that. Once you are able to accept that reality, then you realize your mind is different. Then that one will stabilize your understanding. That it will have no way to delude you and deceive you, and you will pass the test. Then after that, that transformation become very different. Then the understanding also become very different. So all this, you have to develop understanding. That's why I say the key to meditation is still, don't try to know too much. Whatever happened, it will be there with you, with your nature. So just not and allow it to be. Just let it pass. Condition like that, things will be like that. Then when you stabilize all this understanding already, as you progress, you become more and more experienced and you have more and more understanding. Then later on, when people like come to you to discuss Dhamma, you will know what to do. Then you will know why he is what he is or she is what she is. At that stage, she will say this type of thing and do this stuff. Then you are in the position to guide them. Otherwise, you can't. Otherwise, you yourself also maybe equally confused because you also doubt. So all this doubt leading to reasoning and analysis of what happened and try to fix it is actually another delusion, because the truth is nothing free except wisdom. When the wisdom is there, whatever happened to your mind, whatever mind state, that is the reality. That's why the Buddha says suchness, tatata. So what is is real wonderful. So accept. No need to like hold on to all this. So like what you have gone through, you can describe no problem. You realize it's more quiet and all this thing. But this is just at this moment, understand? This condition behind. Later on, it can be different. That's why it's a living Dhamma. It's dynamic. It is wisdom that makes the mind develop understanding and act. Without wisdom, a lot of what they call doubt will arise. How come last time I can do my mind like that? Now it's no longer like that. So all these are from the thought that want to analyze why, the thought that wants to reason, that want to fix this type of thing. What is there to fix? Whatever that arises, like the Buddha say, there are causes and conditions. Our meditative training is to see all this and understand all this. That's why I know sometimes it's a test. And sometimes condition like that, things will be like that. Just let it be. Accord and flow, silent everything and be with it. Then you will pass through beautifully. Can follow this part. So this is the part you need, I think. Because these are the stability of understanding that you need as you move through this phase of cultivation. You see, even the Buddha at that time, he told the disciple, even at anagami level, there are five more fetters they haven't break. And what are they? One of them is restlessness of mind. The mind can still become restless. Then there's self-conceit. The mana, minor self-conceit, mana, is still there. Then, of course, attachment to form jhana, the calm state, and the formless jhana. They are the fetters that bind the anagami from freeing the mind. So you have to remember this. Then finally, of course, when you break free from all these four fetters, then only avijja can be rooted out. Then when there is no more avijja, your reasoning, your analysis, your thought process all cease because it already collapsed. Or the what they call the mundane mind already cease. That's why with the cessation, when you go through the cessation, you realize the unconditioned, the nibbanic experience. When you come out of it, you become different. You become different. So your whole intent and purpose is to stabilize the understanding and just cultivate. Don't try to know and let the cessation happen longer and longer. Let it manifest on its own. Then you will break free from all this. Then you will progress further. Okay? The understanding is the one that frees you. So forget about whatever happened. Whether the mind state has become different, of course you can describe it, like I said. It is part and parcel of cultivation. So before the mundane mind collapse, this thing is still very erratic. Even anagami, the restlessness is there for no reason, like Mahabodhi, they all, they cannot left and right. Suddenly, the Buddha doesn't work. The mindfulness all gone. And his mind, the mundane mind, becomes so wow. You go and read his book, Straight from the Heart and other things. He wrote it there. That he has to think of a way to subdue that mind. Actually, that is not the way. That's why later on he realized what Achaman told him. Don't go and do all this. Maintain awareness and let things be. That's why the cessation happened. Then he came to realize the primordial, that bright mind, that luminous mind. He go and attach. He think that is the true mind. He think it belongs to him. And honestly, he was so excited about it. But that one also is mind-made. Sankara, illusion, not what you think. These are all stated in the Surangama Sutta. All these are mind state. manifestation. That's why sometimes, even when you meditate at night, suddenly your mind becomes so bright. It's like daylight. You can see everything inside, outside, and all this thing. But these are deviant samadhi, defilement of insight, and it will manifest. So if you are not careful, if you don't know that it's only wisdom that awakens and free, then the mind will cling, will grasp, will hold. Then the whole lot of practice become like affected, deviate. So all this is just for sharing. Huh? So do listen to all this, it will help. Once you can come to terms with the reality and be at peace with what is, then you realize there is joy, there is peace, there is happiness. No need to do anything. Then the sankhara, no need to move, no need to arise. Because that is the reality. Thing is just the way it is, like the Buddha say, condition like that, things will be like that. So everything is the way it is. So accept, then act. Act with what? Wisdom, understanding, noble eightfold path. Then just live your life. Then experience the pristine beauty and wonders of life. That every moment, every instant, whether according to worldly people, there is no more good meditation, bad meditation. Thing must go my way. Even don't go your way also, it is wonderful. That's why everything is wonderful, whether positive or negative, to your expectation or not. But these are mundane minds, craving, attachment, clinging. The reality is, you cannot change. Condition like that, things will be like that. You have to accept and come to terms with that reality first. So no matter what happened, just be with it, silent. And then, act, because you have to live life. Then live. Live with awareness and wisdom. Act with wisdom and understanding. That's why I train your mind to be aware, to be heedful. Then live. That's it. So this part take a while, not that easy. That's why not everybody understand what cultivation is. But it involves life, it involves existence. It involves understanding the unconditioned and the conditioned Dhamma. So all this is to transcend duality, to transcend what the mundane mind hold on to, like and dislike and all those things, pleasant and unpleasant. So once all this has been understood, then developed with clarity, then you become different. Then you know the form and mind is just a vehicle and tool for you to come, not you. Then use it to live life. Do not be deluded by it or deceived by it. Then he know you, he know me. Then you learn to accept the reality of everything where there is no mark, no mark of a self-cultivating, no mark of others, so that you cannot be sad. You cannot be emotional anymore. Yes, the unconditioned Dhamma is such, true emptiness, no mark. And everything is not what you think, no reality. But there is such thing as life, existence, you have to do your duty. And that is the very fine line that people cannot develop and understand. So to live, you have to have wisdom and understanding. We have to live is to perform your duty as a form of mind. Then, of course, you can live life to the fullest. You can experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life. And that is pertaining to the conditioned world, the form of mind. It has its own reality. That's why life can be wonderful, beautiful, because of the understanding from the unconditioned. Then also the conditioned Dhamma. So when both has been understood, then that being that have the understanding connected to its nature become different. So that part need a lot of understanding and stability. Otherwise you cannot live. you cannot have that type of understanding to realize that truth that the Heart Sutra mentioned, 真空妙有, in true emptiness, there is wonderful existence. And that's why the wonderful Dhamma is all about wonderful things. Everything is wonderful, whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, whatever it is, that is the reality. So what is real wonderful. And that is beautiful. That is what the true ultimate Dhamma is. Then whatever we go through, the form and mind, is just a passing segmented line that have the understanding of the Dhamma, do its duty, fulfill its vow, and be a blessing to all. That's all it is. No reality. He no you, he no me, no mark. So all this understanding will take a while to actually stabilize. And the cultivation is very, very beautiful, meaningful, and amazing when you go through the correct understanding and progress. Everything unfolds and becomes so beautiful, and there is so much joy and so much meaning to life, to exist, and to cultivation. And all those who have affinity with you, with your nature, they will come, and you will know what to do. That's why all these are very beautiful and wonderful, of course.